Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest,
local hippie band that we love, Ecstatic Union.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Yes, good morning. Daily Scramble Live is the show. Tyler Russell is me, and Jason Fetty is him.
Hello. Ecstatic Union coming in.
So excited.
I know. Do you know, we thought they were the band that time forgot. They disappeared off the map. We loved their track, Mother, and a couple of, I forget the names of that. But anyway, they were brilliant. And I kept saying, we've got to get these band in, and then they disappeared.
Yeah, they moved to South America.
Yeah, Costa Rica or
something. Then they came back.
Yeah, but they emailed.
They did, they got
emailed. For a bunch of hippies, they've been very efficient in organising this interview and live set. Very excited about that.
Well, James Pribram will be live in studio as well today for the surf and the weather. And I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that Jack Fast is awake and will pull a prank on Newport for us.
Cool.
Yeah, much to do. Daily Scramble Live on a Thursday morning.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
On KX93.5, your daily Scramble News now.
First up in local news this morning, a man and woman from Texas were arrested after a search that began when one of them allegedly shot at two park rangers in Dana Point. Renee Joseph Bolduc, 41, and Teresa Nanette Kirkland, 46, were booked on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon on a peace officer and obstruction of justice. The shooting took place in the 25300 block of Dana Point Harbor Drive at about 9:40 p.m. Tuesday. Deputies responded to a call for help from park rangers after shots were fired at them. The park rangers came upon the suspects inside a car and stopped to check if the couple had a permit to camp there, but the driver suddenly took off. A sheriff's lieutenant told a photographer that at the scene. The car was then driven into a fire pit and overturned, the lieutenant said. The couple tried to flee on foot, but deputies quickly caught up with them. During the pursuit, one of the suspects shot at the park rangers, who both said they were then treated at the scene by paramedics for injuries resulting from the car crash before taken to a hospital for further treatment. Wild and raucous ride around Dana Point.
I know, the car smashing into the beach. It's crazy.
That is crazy. I'm glad they caught them.
Yeah.
I don't think park rangers are ready for gun battles.
No, park rangers are the guys with the big brimmed hats, right? Who take your money when you go to the parking lot.
In the movies, yeah, but pretty much they look like...
I'm thinking of Yogi Bear.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. In world news today, looking outside of Laguna, of course, Argentina's outgoing president, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, has made an emotional farewell speech to supporters in Buenos Aires. She urged people to take to the streets if they feel betrayed by the new center-right government. Conservative Mauricio Macri, who won in a runoff election last month, is due to be sworn in as president later. Fernandez and her late husband, Néstor Kirchner, held power in Argentina for 12 years. She's revered by some Argentines for expanding welfare benefits, nationalizing some companies, and introducing new civil rights such as gay marriage. But critics say she created a culture of handouts and clogged Latin America's third largest economy with interventionist policies. Macri inherits problems, including high inflation and low level of foreign currency reserves. The new Argentine leader has promised a new era of change and reconciliation. I just want to point out, there were some big words in that story, and I didn't miss any of them.
No, you did very well.
Thank you. I just want to make that known.
I think it's pronounced Kirchner.
Well, aside from her name, I pronounce...
And you went for it with the Argentine, Argentine. You kind of flipped them around just to make sure you got... You code it
there
well.
There are big words in there.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. They've got a history of these women, haven't they, Argentina?
Mm.
Eva Perón was one of them, you know, from the play.
Yeah, from the movie.
Well, she was a real person. She was a nutcase.
Is Frida Kahlo from Argentina?
No, Mexico. Same thing.
How about some Donald Trump news?
Oh, lovely.
Would you like that?
I thought we were going to get away with it this morning, but no.
No, you can't.
He keeps on doing it.
Actually can't.
He keeps on falling over.
Donald Trump said he will never leave the 2016 presidential race despite widespread criticism of his remarks about Muslims. His comments in the wake of a deadly terror attack in San Bernardino drew global condemnation. The latest world leader to reject his remarks was Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who said Israel respects all religions, hours after Trump announced he will be visiting the country this month. Trump has since canceled the trip, saying he'll go instead, quote, after he's in the White House.
I have one thing to say.
Many leading Republicans have expressed their condemnation. Former governor of Florida Jeb Bush called Mr. Trump unhinged, while Speaker of the House Paul Ryan said his comments were contrary to American values. A petition calling for Trump to be barred from entering the UK has gathered more than 329,000 names, which, under British law, means members of the parliament will have to consider debating the issue.
Yep.
Trump said on Twitter, they don't know what they're getting into.
100,000 names on a petition in Britain, and you have to, the parliament has to consider, which means it has to go to a committee stage, which means it has to, it gets into the official minutes of parliament, right. Hansard it's called, and then it becomes a real thing. It's real.
The same thing happened in considering deporting Justin Bieber back to Canada.
Is that right?
Here in the U.S. Enough signatures were signed, and whoever, the Congress or whomever, had to think about it.
Talk about it. Are you done with that story?
Yes.
Because I'm not even going to go there, really, with him. But I do want to tell you this. There's a fantastic thing happening in California. In the days following that, the mass shooting, obviously, in San Bernardino, a coalition of Muslim-led groups has started a campaign to raise money for the families of the people that were killed and injured. And I'm just looking at their thing now. It's a launch good campaign, which is a bit like Indiegogo, one of those Kickstarter.
I actually can't believe there's another one of those.
Well, this one's particularly for non-profits and to raise money for charity, for, you know. A coalition of American Muslims have so far raised $173,726.
Wow.
And I am going to give some money to this, and you can too. It's Muslims United for San Bernardino at launchgood.com. How fantastic is that? While people are out there spewing hate against Muslim Americans, these Muslim Americans are getting together to help the people who suffered in San Bernardino.
Positive news.
Tremendous.
Well said. Finally, in music news today, a legal dispute over copyright fees for the song Happy Birthday to You has been settled out of court. As we reported earlier this year, music publisher Warner Chappell is thought to have made $2 million a year by charging every time the song was used in film, TV, and advertisement or other public performance after the company acquired the copyright in 1988. A group of artists and filmmakers had sought to claim back the money collected by the firm over the years. The term of the agreement has actually not been revealed, but in a statement, the company said, while we respectfully disagreed with the court's decision, we are pleased to have now resolved this matter. The tune was composed by two Kentucky sisters in 1893. Mildred and Patty Hill called their version Good Morning to All, which later evolved into the song that is popularly sung at birthday parties around the world.
We should sing that every morning. Good morning to all.
You can't.
What's the rest of it?
You can't. That's it.
Good morning to all. Good morning.
To you, a good morning.
Very good.
I'm sure that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's not even clear who won in this case. There's very few details.
It's what's happened is that it's been settled out of court, so it didn't actually become a case.
I see.
It was settled out of court, and they're not.
So then they still have the copyright. Then they just handed some money out.
They have the copyright. They retain, as I remember, anyway. They retain the copyright on certain arrangements of that song,
I see.
Not the song itself, which is now free to, you know, can use it.
Well, you know, they got 25 years of making a couple million bucks a year.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
I think they'll be all right.
And they say they're not happy with the result.
They
respectfully disagree with the judge.
You got very fortunate, random publishing company. That's what I think.
And me too, because my birthday in a couple of months. So, happily, it won't cost
me. And now you can
sing
it in any public medium you'd like.
No, you can sing it to me.
I'd be happy to.
My birthday.
Oh, I thought you sang it to yourself.
Yeah.
That's the news today. Would you like to hear the bird and the bee singing Carol of the Bells?
Love it. I love this.
Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away.
Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Life. Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Life.
Diddle-da-boom.
That's Jason Fetty on mic two.
Yep, very
He's
musical.
He's an accomplished local musician. You had a gig last night, right? Las Brisas every Wednesday?
Every other Wednesday. I switch off with Nick I. So Nick I plays one Wednesday and then I play the next and it just rolls around.
Yeah. How's that? How's that going?
I like it.
Good.
I like it there. They're very nice to me. Staff are nice. Food's good. Sounds all right in that room and... some locals show up and it was fun.
I'd like to point out that this program is brought to you by the Cliff Restaurant.
And Las Brisas. Have you heard our thing? Our little promo for that?
Yes, I have.
And you know at the end of it where it goes, Las Brisas?
Yes.
That's me.
I know.
Okay. my wife thinks that's hilarious.
It is really funny.
Hilarious. Last night was... usually it's kind of dead when you walk in at 6 p.m. It's not many people around at that time of night. People... trickle in afterwards. But last night was packed when I got there because the Chamber of Commerce was having a mixer.
Oh, that's right.
So a lot of people there.
Right.
Everybody who's anybody in Laguna.
Except me.
Right. And I certainly wouldn't have been there. I wouldn't have known about it, but it was great. It was really nice. Very nice people. People standing around talking about, you know, chambery things. Yeah, it was good. A raffle was had.
Okay.
It's good. Some cheese.
Is this story going somewhere?
Cheese and canapes, various sorts. so I played there last night. It was good fun. But prior to that, I like to post on Facebook that I've got a gig tonight in Laguna. Come on down. And, to put a picture of yourself up there is a bit boring. So I usually find some picture of something irrelevant.
Yes, I saw what you posted
Did
yesterday.
You see?
Yeah.
So I posted... a picture of the cast of MTV's Laguna Beach show.
Right.
But I said in my little comment, I said, tonight, me at Las Brisas in beautiful Laguna Beach, plus very special guest.
Oh, and you posted the picture.
Well, this was a complete mistake because it got loads of comments. The special guest was going to be Evan Stone, the drummer. But he crapped out and he had a student which he couldn't move. So in the end, I had no guest, which would have been okay. Except I had a picture of the cast of Laguna Beach. And people were going, really? One guy said, you've sold out. You know, I had to write a disclaimer.
You had apology.
Yeah, I just want to say that none of that team are going to be there tonight, and don't worry.
I instantly understood you were kidding.
Right.
It's just people who don't know.
They don't know me. I've been posting stuff like that ever since I got to the States. I mean, pictures of Down syndrome soccer teams, you know, that kind of thing. It's just silly. Not usually nice pictures, but silly, just silly, stupid stuff.
So you had to issue a public apology.
Three guys in a row with tubers.
It's not the first time you've issued an apology for something you've posted on Facebook.
Not first time this week.
So nobody, Kristen Cavallari wasn't there. Lauren Conrad.
I wouldn't.
None of them were there.
You know the names of these people. I have no idea.
Those are the only ones I know.
Yeah. There's seven of them.
Did anybody show up asking for them?
No. No, they didn't. Although I don't know. Maybe they did. Maybe people did show up and were disappointed. Well, I'm really sorry. You can probably find half of those people in, if you just search for rehabs, I would think half of them.
No, they're very famous. They're very successful, unfortunately.
All of them, really?
Yeah, pretty much all of them.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, I'm sorry to tell you that.
Really?
You opened a can of worms.
Yeah.
Here's an artist called Akilo. New song is Good Girl. This is Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5.
I breathe irresponsibly.
Daily Scramble Live.
That's local music from The Growlers, one of our favorite local groups. We've got another one of our favorites in later on today after 9 a.m. The hippie band Ecstatic Union will be in studio with acoustic guitars and no shoes playing live.
I'm excited. Very excited.
Me as well, sir.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Do you know who Pro Era is? What Pro Era is?
Mm-mm.
It's a hip-hop collective, Brooklyn-based, and they have an online store. I'm not here to advertise their online store, but I'll tell you who appears to be. Malia Obama. Malia Obama.
How old is she now?
Malia Obama.
26 or so?
Oh, my God. I don't know. She seems quite young to me. Looks very young on this photograph.
Okay.
There's a photograph of her going around online wearing a pro-era T-shirt, but the Secret Service is scratching their heads because nobody can work out, and she's not saying, where this photograph came from. And
Meaning the Secret Service isn't with her or anything like that?
No. Michelle Obama, of course, been very vocal in the past about how she regulates her daughter's social media usage.
Okay.
She says Malia can only use Facebook, and Sasha's banned from all forms of social media in an effort to protect the girls from the public eye.
But why can only one of them use it?
Well, you know, kids are different, aren't they? Okay. Maybe Malia's a bit more trustworthy.
I see.
Maybe Sasha's a bit like, you know, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but bound to happen, isn't it?
They've done a really nice job of protecting their daughters from the public.
They seem nice, don't they, the
think
kids?
Think about the Bush girls, for example. You know, I mean, in the news every week.
Yeah, all
but
the time, yeah.
They haven't been at all.
No, they seem...
And she's wearing... All they can find is she's wearing a T-shirt.
Picture of her wearing
Malia's
a T-shirt.
Malia's wearing a T-shirt, everybody.
Yeah.
That's probably good for the family.
It's just a big baggy T-shirt. She's got her hands behind her head, and she's not... She's got a strange look on her face, but, you know... You're right, actually. We don't know much about the kids. All we see is them being smiley and their dad sort of making the odd very dad-like joke about them.
They do a nice job.
Yeah.
Hey, are you excited for Star Wars?
Am I excited for Star Wars? Is there... I don't know. There's a movie coming out, right?
Damn it, Jason.
I know, but I don't know anything about this stuff. Why would I know about Star Wars?
Why? Why wouldn't you?
Well, because it's silly.
I'm going to explain it to you really fast.
I watch documentaries.
No, you don't.
I do.
You watch Mr. Bean over and over. That's what you watch. You watch Benny Hill.
My life is Mr. Bean stroke Benny Hill. Benny Bean. That's my new nickname.
Star Wars has 6 movies, right? And that's said to complete the series. 4, 5, and 6 were the first films to come out.
Whatever.
Then a couple decades later, they came out with 1, 2, and 3.
Beam me up, snotty.
No, wrong thing. Now,
oh, that's not Star Wars. That's
I know it's the wrong thing.
Right
now, the 7th movie is coming out.
Right,
which takes place many years later, after Darth Vader's been defeated and the Empire's been defeated, and we don't know where Luke Skywalker is. He might be the last Jedi. Who are these other Jedis? Who's this guy with the cool red sword lightsaber? It's gonna be awesome.
Who's
Jason.
Jedi? Is it Nick Eye's brother?
Yeah, Jedi is a reggae.
That's funny, isn't it? That'd be good if somebody called Jed, who was a reggae guy, called himself Jedi.
It's actually a good spoof.
So, right. Now, where is Darth Vader? We don't know where he is.
We don't know where Darth Vader is.
He's like sitting on a stoop.
No, he's been killed. He's dead. As far as we know, we hold his melted dead mask at the end of episode 6, right? And Luke Skywalker's all right. But has he turned to the dark side,
like his father
wanted him to do so badly?
Right.
Or is he a good guy still fighting for the Alliance?
Darth Vader turned out to be Luke Skywalker's father.
Darth Vader, Jason. It's an E.
Darth Vader?
Yeah.
Vader. All right. Well, whatever. Good.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Never mind. That's the band Hoonch, and they'll be in studio tomorrow.
Hoonch!
We feature live in studio guests often on the show around 9 a.m. playing live. Hoonch is in tomorrow. A Static Union is in today, and I'm excited about that.
Great.
Coming up a little later on in the show, James Pribram will be in studio to do the surf and weather, and we are going to do a game of Name That Kazoon.
Yes, we are.
Name That Kazoon is where Jason and I play songs on kazoo. And you have to guess them.
Yep.
Today's holidays. Holiday songs.
Holiday songs. Name. It's our Christmas kazoo.
And guess what we're going to give away?
You're not having my kazoo. I'm keeping that.
Tickets to see Kenny Loggins at the Winter Concert Classic, which, can you believe it, is 3 days away. 4 days away.
Cloggins! He's coming! So log in today to get tickets for Loggins. Yeah.
Okay. The Shadow
no,
Boxers.
No, but we do. We've got a few tickets left, and they're not expensive, and it's going to be a fantastic weekend of fun, all in one day.
Shadow Boxers will play as well. David Allen Baker. The show starts About 6 o'clock, doors are at 5, and there's a winter fantasy land, a winter wonderland in the grounds that will include free hot chocolate, falling snow, all sorts of things for the kids to enjoy. Santa will be there.
Yeah, please don't wait till Saturday to buy your tickets. It's so annoying.
It is really.
It doesn't help us.
I mean, it does.
But we've got things to do. We can't really, please.
You know what? You know what, audience member? You can buy your tickets whenever you want.
Yes, you can.
But Jason's right. It's really annoying. So coming up, we'll do all that. How would you like to hear a song by Bill Murray and Phoenix together for Christmas?
How could I say no to that?
So weird. It's called Alone on Christmas Day because Bill Murray has a new Christmas special called A Very Murray Christmas that's out on Netflix as of now. Brilliant. And in it is Jenny Lewis, George Clooney, Amy Poehler, Michael Cera, Miley Cyrus, Chris Rock, and Jason Schwartzman. Now, Phoenix appears in the movie and collaborates with Bill Murray on this song. Shall we?
Let's.
Okay. I'm going to you guys. How about you fellas play something that nobody knows?
Here's your morning surf report with eco-warrior James Pribram on KX93.5.
Really cool. That was White Stripes with a Christmas song called Candy Cane Children. I'm Tyler Russell. That's Jason Fetty. And
hello.
Over there, in studio.
Over here.
With just perfectly cropped facial hair, looking fresh, looking healthy, looking tan, is James Pribram. Good morning, James Pribram.
Hello. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for sharing in my excitement, Jason Fetty.
I'm excited. He's live in the studio. I couldn't believe it. He's actually here.
I'm actually alive.
You're here in the studio live, looking very healthy.
He does look healthy.
Yeah.
James reports on the surf and weather for us a couple times a week, courtesy of XS Energy and Skydive Elsinore. And you tell me there's weather.
Oh, there's weather, buddy. There's a couple advisories, starting with a high surf advisory through Sunday, early evening. There's a low-lying coastal flood advisory till Sunday evening as well. Coastal fog through the weekend. Possible rain tonight between 4 a.m. and 10 a.m.
Sounds lovely.
But I'm going to say no.
No?
It's not going to rain.
Really?
You're always right.
There's going to be some dew in the weather, some moisture, but that's it.
Okay.
That's the time for rain, though, I think. I think if we could plan it, which we ought to be able to, a city like Laguna Beach should have a direct line to others. I mean, really, the people here, honestly, we've got money, we're intelligent, you know, we're nice. We should be able to fix it so it rains, you know, like in the middle of the night when everyone's asleep.
So it doesn't disturb anybody, right?
Right. You wake up in the morning, the place is fresh and clean. That's the time to do it. Not during the day when we're all trying to get into the post office and do our things. That's not the time to rain.
Yeah, we would hate for rain to interrupt anyone's morning schedule.
Absolutely.
Especially in Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got things to do. We're important.
It'd be horrible.
Well, it's irrelevant because it's not raining, according to James.
Right.
No.
Okay.
No.
I believe you.
No, it's not going to rain.
Okay.
Maybe a sprinkle of dew here and there.
Will it be raining anytime soon?
No.
Will it be raining on Sunday for the Kenny Loggins concert?
Absolutely not.
That's a big news. That's big news. Big deal.
Guy came in here yesterday asking for tickets, wanted to buy tickets. Very nice. Bought some nice tickets for the show. And he said, what happens if it rains on Sunday? And I didn't quite know what he meant. Being British, it was always raining in Britain. He said, what happens if it rains? I said, we'll get wet.
the concert is rain or shine. Okay,
yeah,
and
of
we'll
course.
Go on.
You get an umbrella. What are you worried about?
The best wedding I ever went to was in Tahiti, and it was like a torrential downpour.
That's awesome.
Lightning, thunder. The whole wedding got blown apart. There was like an actual little river going through the dance floor, and no one cared. It just made it even better. It was the best wedding ever.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Here,
it is great. Yeah, do they have a rainy season there? Is it like, oh, it's going to rain, and you know it's going to rain?
They just don't care. You shouldn't care. It's rain.
Was it warm rain?
It was warm. It was awesome.
Nice. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
What else is going on? Surf?
Surf, buddy. Surf. Start with our tides. We had a 5.97 high tide this morning at 7:33 a.m. A minus tide, low tide at 2:37 p.m. is 0.59. So it gets really low. Swells on the increase. Looking at 4 to 6 feet through the weekend. Increasing up to possibly 5 to 7. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, like I said, we got some coastal issues because we have some really high tides coming up over the weekend. and some area coastal fog. I mean, today we're looking at a high of 64, low overnight of 49. But let me tell you, tomorrow, Friday, it's going to get really windy.
Okay.
Yeah, 25, 30 miles per hour.
Can you explain the most beautiful sunsets the past couple nights?
Oh, a lot of moisture in the air.
They've just been amazing, haven't they?
A little smog.
Yeah, and there's this like dense cloud cover surrounding it,
yeah.
But it's not interrupting it.
No.
It's beautiful.
And last night you could see the fog rolling in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing. It
looked like a tidal wave.
Yeah.
Last night was really cool.
Yeah. So it's going to be a good weekend. Good weekend of surf, some lower temperatures about between 62, 64 the next couple days. And then early next week, the temperature's really going to drop overnight, get as low as 40, 41 for
chilly
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday evenings.
Well, it's winter finally, at least.
Winter is here, buddy.
Yeah.
And Kenny Loggins on Sunday.
Kenny Loggins Sunday. James Pribram, you'll be there, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, awesome. Do you have a date?
I don't know.
The Winter Concert Classic is Sunday night. You can still get tickets online. KX935.com. James Pribram, thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Surf and weather brought to you by XS Energy and Skydive Elsinore.
It's time for Name That Kazoon.
All right, so we had a caller for Name That Kazoon, but it looks like our phones aren't working, so you can't call in to play Name That Kazoon. So unless you want to run down here to the radio station, it's not going to work. So I have the next best thing. We're going to play it with our producer, Steph.
Oh, Steph.
Hi there, it's me.
It's good because it's good that you're here because we had a caller on the line. They're likely to know some of this holiday music, but you, being a little Jewish girl, very unlikely that you'll know any of this.
None of it, yeah. This is going to be a terrible failure.
And we practiced so hard this morning on our kazoo songs that it would be sad if we didn't play them for somebody.
No, we've been working on this for some weeks now.
So we really want someone to hear it.
My ears are happy to receive your beautiful music.
Thank you, Steph.
Yes, of course.
Shall we, Jason?
Let's.
So we're going to play, this game's called Name That Kazoo, and it's just as simple as it sounds. We play a song on kazoo, two-part harmonizing song on kazoo, and somebody has to guess what it is that we're playing. Today it's all holiday music. We're going to start with number one.
All right, let's. I believe I start this song.
You do.
Carol of the Bells.
Hey! Wow, you knew that one.
I did. I actually knew it pretty much right away,
but
then I wanted you guys to keep going.
Because it was so wonderful. Thank you. That's very kind of you.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is...
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Kind of.
I'll get it when you start.
Dreidel. Se poquito boy de drummer. He's little and he drums and he's a boy.
Oh, thank God.
All right.
Yeah. All right. You got that one?
Well done. Well done, Steph.
Thank you.
Now, nice, this last nice one actually roll. Is pretty hard. I think this last one's pretty hard. Jason's going to start on this one.
It's from the Nutcracker.
We want to get to the chorus.
Don't keep going, but I don't know the name of the song.
I just know how it goes.
It's the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Sugar Plum Fairy is right.
Yay, me.
Good job, Steph.
Well done,
good
Steph.
Job.
I did
good
it.
Job. Good
I
job.
Did it.
You won the game.
Thanks.
You win tickets to Kenny Loggins on Sunday, which you've got to be there
so
anyway
excited.
Because we need your help.
It's going to be great. Everyone should buy tickets if they haven't right now.
Well said. All right, it's KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. And I'm delighted to say we've got a band in the studio, but I'm ecstatic to say we've got Ecstatic Union in the studio, a band that we've been playing a lot over the years. We've got your song, Shine, and Misty Mountain's a big hit around here. And so the band sort of came to us. I don't know how we found out about you. We played your songs. We got really into it. And then you completely disappeared. I did searches online for the band. Couldn't find them. They disappeared. We'll talk more about that in a bit. But first of all, they're going to play a song for us. And I am giddy with excitement. So when you're ready, gentlemen, here's Ecstatic Union on KX93.5.
Like a seed, you grow and you breathe to rise. Up from the ground, your roots, they go down inside. Soil and sun, water run, seeping through the boundary beyond. Just like the leaves that grow from the trees will fall, turn into dust, illusions they must dissolve. Turn your tide, travel light, journey in to swim with the water. Moving like moonlight, mirror of sun shines so bright in you. Warm like the summer, wind blow another sight of you. See a sight of you. Of the ferns, her gentleness yearns to heal. Every wound, a lesson in bloom revealed. This could be moon in you, patterns in the portrait you drew on. Lay in the grass to feel the sky pass above. Clouds on the move, thought shape of your mood become. Joyous to be, humble and free, sailing within to breathe into your boundaries. Widening always, circles are all made out of you. So feel the connections in every direction. Sight of you, see a sight of you, sight of you, looking through what's beyond me, sight of you, looking through what's beyond me, sight of you, looking through what's beyond me, what's beyond me. What's beyond me? What's beyond me?
Wow.
Yeah.
Ecstatic Union is live on KX93.5 right now, playing a couple songs that we've never heard before. Brand new songs from a new upcoming record that we're looking forward to chatting with them about. acoustic bass, two acoustic guitars, and three dudes in studio, and that's the whole thing. I love it.
I know, you're going to have to do this. I'm just grinning from ear to ear. I love the sound. I just love the sound. It's got that, you know, classic birdsy whatever sound, but you do it your own way, and it's modern and cool, and you guys are a bunch of hippies, aren't you?
Let's hear one more from the band.
Let's face
it. Then we'll learn more. Ecstatic Union again, whenever you're ready. Song number two.
Fades away beyond. The shadow surrounds us now, she'll sing her song. Clad in the sky of the glorious night she comes. Stars will adorn, woven within the form she's spun. She's spun in the darkness, beautiful darkness. Warm and tender, all-knowing of darkness, beautiful darkness. For I dream, dreaming in the darkness, beautiful darkness. I embrace emptiness unseen of darkness, beautiful darkness. Star-eyed queen. From the deep of prayer beneath the moon, eye of an owl, the pack will howl in tune. Ooh, dream woken wide, wake a story inside her womb. With and beyond, given what we become, we'll bloom. We bloom in the darkness, beautiful darkness are sewn into her tapestry of darkness, beautiful darkness. Sunlight's dream, dreaming in the darkness, beautiful darkness are sewn into her celestial sea of darkness, beautiful darkness. Suns will dream. Let my vision fade from this world. Beyond the known, I'm sent to find. Every thread through all I am connected, spun and be woven. Darkness, beautiful darkness, star-eyed queen, dreaming in the darkness, beautiful darkness, stars sewn into her tapestry. Darkness, beautiful darkness, light will sing, sing in the darkness, beautiful darkness, womb of all creation, darkness. Darkness, holy mother, darkness, beautiful darkness, suns will bloom within the darkness.
Yeah. Awesome.
Ecstatic Union in the studio here on KX93.5, living up to their name of union with the divine through whatever it is they're doing. Come over here and explain it to us.
We're going to play a song and come back. Okay. We're going to play a song by Weezer, come back, talk to the guys from Ecstatic Union on KX93.5.
The girl in the pastry shop with the net.
All right, we're back in studio now with the guys from Ecstatic Union. We've got Blake, Ollie, and Rex, who just performed two songs for us, acoustic and live. Welcome back to KX93.5, gentlemen. Nice to have you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. A little history, and I know Jason will speak passionately about this history, is you guys came in several years ago. I think when we first started, it might have been just you, Rex, actually.
It was me, Ollie, and Koopa.
Was it? Oh, yeah, and Koopa. Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah, I remember you playing acoustic 2 or 3 years ago, and you know, since then we've maybe wanted to book you at shows or see where you were, and you've been in South America or traveling or living on an island like you are now. So it's a nice to have you on the mainland, and Jason's been passionately seeking you out for some time.
I have, and I love the story that you disappeared. It was mysterious.
that's your story. To them, they were still very much alive.
Right, I know, I understand that, but sort of from, we couldn't get in touch with you. There was no Facebook action. There was nothing going on. And then I heard you check. What did you change your name to? You changed your name at one point.
I feel like we did it a few times.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was why?
Arnica was one. Arnica was the Facebook became.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Why?
Oh, my gosh. Just non-committal behavior.
Really?
That's a good self-admission.
People used to say our name wrong. You know, Static Union, Static Union.
Eccentric Onion.
Eccentric Onion is a very good name for a band. I'm taking that one. That's great.
So, I think it's just the word ecstatic is kind of hard for people to say. They just mispronounce it a lot. I'm a professional speaker, and I didn't even say it right.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. So maybe there's some charm in that, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But it totally describes your thing to me. There's nothing, you know, you open your mouths and you sing, and it's beautiful, and it reaches a sort of higher plane, which is not a thing that I would say very often. In fact, I'm not very happy with myself for saying it because I'm an old cynic. But it brings us back to a sort of simpler time, and you know, even though the music's deceptively simple because it's not really, you've got some clever chords going on in there. But I think it's a beautiful name, and if you don't know what Ecstatic Union means, you should Google it. There's a whole page on Wikipedia. Awesome.
Thank you, Jason.
Thanks.
You guys now live on Catalina Island, which I think does speak to kind of your I don't know, methodology or beliefs or simpler lifestyle. Why'd you choose to do that?
I was raised there. I was raised there until I was about 13 years old.
Cool.
Moved away for like 11 years. I went back for a musical project last year with friends and to really empower myself in my recording process, learn to record myself. And then as that developed, recording other people, recording myself, I invited Blake out. He was living in Texas playing with another band. And then we got Ollie out here with us just a couple months ago. And yeah, now we're there building our studio. And
so everybody feels okay with Rex recruiting you to move to an island?
100%.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it must be amazing. How do you make a living out there? What do you do during the day? I mean, how do you pay for all of this?
Wait tables.
Do you? Great. No, good.
At a restaurant in Avalon.
In Avalon.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Ollie's a masseuse.
Massage therapist.
We play on Friday nights every night at the Metropole. Busk downtown.
Yeah.
Now, is there a scene out there? Are you guys trying to create one? A music scene, I guess.
There are some old schoolers, you know, people that have been doing it since I was a little guy.
Yeah.
Still doing it there. And so, I guess I wouldn't say we're trying to create something, but we're, feel like just organically manifesting, you know.
Well, you built a studio out there, or you're building one.
Yeah.
Right? So you're obviously influencing the music scene, whether you like it or not.
Totally.
Yeah. Do you hope other bands will collaborate with that?
For sure.
Cool.
Yeah. And I mean, it's already been, we've already had offers of people just like, what's your rate? I want to come record.
Really?
You know, lots of our friends.
Well, that could be the full-time job maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the goal, right?
That's the idea.
Yeah. That's really cool. Do you see it as like dramatically different from 33 miles across the ocean, the music there? Or is it pretty much the same Orange County, Southern California vibe? Or does it have its own thing?
You mean the bands that are already playing
there?
Sure.
And the type of scene that you kind of see fostering.
Well, the bands I feel like that are playing there are just doing kind of, you know, 70s classics and stuff.
Sure.
A lot of classic rock. I don't even know of any bands there that are like just write their own songs even necessarily. The Something Band, they're like, shout out to the Something Band.
Okay.
They've been doing it for a long, long time. But they mostly do covers. Lots of, you know, Zeppelin and...
Well, then it's you guys. Then you guys are indeed going to be probably what Catalina is associated with.
Well, you guys are certainly writing your own music, and that's different kind of thing to entertaining the tourists or whoever's out on the island, you know, in the bars and such. Now, but you've got what I think is a very commercial sound. I think that a lot of people, you know, would like to hear more about you. So keep the name.
Yeah, for sure.
The name's a big
deal.
Yeah,
it's staying now. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the new record's coming out. You're working on that.
Yes.
When do you expect that to be released?
March. Mid to late March.
Cool. And I'm glad you've kept your, I mean, to me, you've kept your traditionality of what you are. I mean, it's still, when you play live, do you still play acoustic or is it more electric?
We have been. For a while, I was playing a kick drum and a cajon with my feet, and Blake and I were plugging in. Blake was playing electric guitar and I was playing acoustic. And then when Ollie came in, we just started doing those same shows, just all acoustic.
Yeah. No, I think it fits you perfectly. And it's the same kind of sound, but obviously new stuff from you because we haven't heard it in a couple years, so it's awesome to have a new record coming out. Do you know what the name's going to be so people can find it?
I don't know yet.
Okay,
no.
All right. I'm sure it'll come to you.
Yeah.
In a divine, ethereal.
Yeah, we're working out. There's options, but I don't just want to throw out options, you know.
Is there a Facebook page, though, now that people can at least like
it? Yes, there is. Great. Ecstatic Union.
Great. Yeah.
With a C.
With a C.
Good. I'm glad you didn't go for that with a K. That wouldn't be cool.
Well, like we said over and over, man, we're really pleased with you guys. We're proud of you for your success, and we've been fans of you for a long time. And I don't know, is it hard to pull you across the ocean to do a gig, or is that worthwhile? Is that worth coming out of the woods?
No, we love you guys.
Okay, because yeah. we're gonna ask you to take the ferry, I think, from time to time.
Totally gonna host you at a gig. That is absolutely for sure if you're up for it. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah,
and I think the lifestyle and the just. I'm jealous of you guys, actually. Whole lifestyle thing, living on an island, you know, making music, thinking about spiritual things. Are there girls there?
Yeah.
There are girls.
Definitely.
All right. Or whatever your preference is, you know. Yes. Everybody, you're looking at me like I'm a lunatic.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a small island, you know.
Right. Got to be careful.
That's right.
Yeah. Small town.
So
be careful.
There's a few.
Yeah.
Right. Anything else you guys want to add as far as promotion or whatever's going on with you?
We just released a music video from that we recorded all on Catalina from Misty Mountain. It's for the Misty Mountain song from Sundog.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool.
And it's exactly what you expect from these guys. You hear the sound. It's a load of guys, long-haired guys dancing around like it's 1969. I mean, it's really fabulous. And there's for an old geezer like me, there's sort of hope in this music. Because it brings back a feeling of that time, and that's really incredible. Because we old guys always complain that young people are not thinking that way anymore, and you are. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Ecstatic Union, thank you so much, guys. This will be podcast online at kx935.com, and hope to see you for a gig or when some more music comes out. And please keep us in the loop. All right.
Definitely.
Thanks,
thank you guys.